Two women from the Oakland Health Center came up and shared self-help with us and showed us menstrual extraction. And there were about, I think there were 10 or 11 of us at that meeting. It happened at a friend's house. And we did self-exam, and we saw self-exam, and then we saw the idea of menstrual extraction using red-colored water in the jar and the Delum. Are you hot? There. Let's stir it up.
And what did you think?
Well, I was blown away. I was, you know, self-help was really interesting to me, and the whole concept of being able to see my cervix and have that understanding was just phenomenal. But I think the thing that was really, that I just had an immediate on a cell level appreciation for what menstrual extraction could mean. And I was of the age where, when I was in high school, abortion was 100% illegal in the United States. It was before reform, and, you know, we helped my friends go to Mexico, and they actually got good abortions in Mexico, and it was kind of scary. I had a really good friend who went, and on her way back, when they found, at the border, when they found the methogen in her purse and the antibiotics, they said they were going to call her parents, but that was never did happen, and she had, you know, a okay experience at actually having an abortion. But realizing that now abortion was legal, and, you know, it was being provided pretty regularly, but it was something that to me was really, it was tenuous. It was not something that I grew up thinking that was always going to be my right. And then added to that, just having this this thing right there in your bathroom, this method of just being able to control your reproduction, your periods, right there in your hands, was phenomenally it just was revolutionary to me at the time. And I had actually heard about menstrual extraction once before. I had come across, this is all memory now, because at the time it wasn't as significant, but I had come across, I think it was a West Coast Sisters newsletter, and sometime before that, and I had read in it some stuff about menstrual extraction, and these people in LA were, you know, these women in LA were doing, and I'd read about it, it had been interesting, and it had gone in my mind and out, you know. And now seeing it and seeing that it right in front of me, I mean, I'm sorry to not be very articulate about this, but it was sort of took the words right out of me to see it. It took my breath away. And I wanted to know it. I wanted to know how to do it. I wanted to be able to have all that information possible right at that moment.
And did you join a menstrual extraction group?
Well, as a matter of fact, the group that met that day, 9 of us went on to be a self-help group, do menstrual extraction, and ultimately start the Chico Feminist Women's Health Center.
Unfortunately, because of time constraints, we had to shorten that interview. We have just heard in Dido's own words how she felt in the very essence of her being the revolutionary concept of self-help and menstrual extraction. I will now move to some closing remarks that were written by the women that co-produced this show.
Thank you for joining It's Your Body, and that was a tribute to our late founder, Dido Hasper. And again, we are giving out self-cervical exam kits, self-help kits, speculum kits, in our Chico, Redding, Sacramento and clinic on July 21st, and in our Santa Rosa clinic on July 22nd, and also through our phone lines at 530 891 1911. And again, you can get more information about the Speculum Kit giveaway by going to our website, www.cawhs.org, or on Facebook at California Women's Health Specialist or Feminist Women's Health Center of Northern California. And thank you again for joining It's Your Body. And It's Your Body was made possible by generous contributions of KZFR members and by Chapel de Artis Chateau and Retreat, a boutique bread and breakfast well-suited for intimate weddings, gathering, and retreats located in the foothills of paradise. Chapel de Artis offers a private setting with ponds, gardens, and fine lodging. More information is available by calling 228-0941. And please stay tuned to Peanut Butter Jelly Time. And thank you again for joining It's Your Body. Have a good night.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Way up.
Baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now way up, way up, way up, way up. Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. Peanut butter jelly. Baseball bat.
To the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now tick tack toe, tick tack toe,
let's go.
Tick tack toe,
you got it.
Tick tack toe,
let's ride.
Way up, way up, way up, way up.
Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go.
Peanut butter jelly.
It is peanut butter jelly time, and there we go. Just want to let you know that peanut butter jelly time is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by The Printed Image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery since 1980. The Printed Image offers American apparel and organic cotton options and can be reached at 898-9525. Okay, let me see. We're having a little technical difficulties here. Let's see. There you go. Okay, talk in the mic, my friend. Say hello.
Hello.
Nice and loud.
Hello.
Good, good, good. So what book do you have for us?
Eggs and Ham.
Eggs and Ham.
Delicious.
Good. Say your name nice and loud. My name is?
My name is Peyton.
Good.
Eggs and Ham behind Dr. Seuss. Grandma, it's supposed to be Keegan's book.
That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to learn this. You don't have to. Nope, don't worry about this. Talk here, love. Just talk here.
Sam.
I am Sam. You can do it. Do you want the headphones on? Or do you want me to hold the book? Nice and loud. Say the words. All right.
Dr. Seuss Vaughn. Is it him?
Sam.
Sam, like them.
Okay. Nice and loud.
I don't like that ham right now. I don't like that anywhere. I don't like that ham I am. I don't like it.
Don't you?
There or here. I don't want it there or here. I don't want it anywhere. You would like it there or here. I don't want it there or here. I don't want it anywhere. Would you like it with a mouse in a home? I wouldn't.
I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse.
Mouse.
Do not like them here or there.
Grandma. Would you like it with a? You would like it in a. Would you like it with a fox in a box? I wouldn't like it with a fox or a mouse or a box or a home. Would you like it on a car? I wouldn't like it on a car. Would you like it on a Would you like it on a tree? I wouldn't like it on a tar or tree. Would you want to eat them on a train? Eat them. Here they are. Want them on a train? Would you like them in the dark? Eat them here. Would you like them in the rain? Or would you like it with the Would you like it on a boat?
Not on a boat. Not with a goat.
I don't want it with a goat or a boat.
Or a train or in the rain.
I wouldn't like it in a train or the rain. Would you like it in the water?
What does it say? You do not like them, so you say. Try them, and you may. Try them, and you may, I say. He says, okay. What's he gonna do? Is he gonna eat them? Does he have a happy face when he's gonna try them?
Yucky, he's thinking, huh?
Then what? Look, I'm gonna play your song in a minute. Tell me the rest of the book. Say, I do like them. I do like green eggs and ham. I do like them, Sam. I am, and I would eat them with the boat on, in a boat. I'd eat them with a goat, and I'd eat them in the rain. I'd eat them on a train, eat them in a tree. They are so good, you see. And I will eat them in the box, and I will eat them with a fox, and I will eat them in a house, and I will eat them with a mouse. And I will eat them anywhere. I will eat them here or there. I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. I am. Let's play a song for you. How about Take Me to Church? How about the... Here, what are we listening to right now? Big voice.
H.
F.
F. M. M.
90.
90.
Point.
Point 1. On K, Z, H, F, R.
Good job. Okay, here we go.
Lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece.
Take you to church.
Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine.
with Take Me to Church. That was from a 2015 Grammy nominees CD. It's got a lot of popular songs on there. Well, I have another book, and I'm actually just going to quickly read it. It's I know it's Shark Week, but I like Baby Beluga, so I'm going to read this really quick. It's illustrated by Ashley Wolf, and it's it's a song that Raffi sings, and I might even have to play his music afterwards. So it just starts off with Baby Beluga in the deep blue sea. Swim so wild, and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, and the little white whale on the go. Baby Beluga, or Baby Beluga, is the water warm? Is your mama home with you? So happy. I want to sing it, but I'm not going to. Way down yonder where the dolphins play, where you dive and splash all day, waves roll in and the waves roll out. See the little water squirting out of your spout. Baby Beluga, oh Baby Beluga, sing your little song, sing for all your little friends. We like to hear you. When it's dark and you're home and you're fed, curl up snug in your waterbed. The moon is shining and the stars are out. Good night, little whale, good night. Oh Baby Beluga, with tomorrow's sun, another day has begun. You'll soon be waking. Baby Beluga in the deep blue sea, swim so wild and swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, a little white whale on the go. You're just a little white whale on the go. And I know that Rafiki is going to be coming in to do Face of Music at 7:30. And he's having a hard time finding some parking. So I'm going to try to play some more music. And then we will have Face of Music at 7:30 to 10. And back basically the blues from 10 to midnight. About that, I couldn't get the music on right away. So we have another book. It's called the Ocean Alphabet Book. Let me see if I can get a. You need to get to the mic. Huh? How about you share a microphone with me? We'll do that. Here, Beth, come up here, love. Okay. Okay, we were practicing. Let's see if we can remember. So, what letter is this?
A.
A is for alphabet book. It's also for Atlantic Ocean. The fish and other creatures in this book live in the North Atlantic Ocean.
B.
Good job. B is for bluefish. Everyone loves to catch bluefish because they love to fight. Their teeth are very sharp, so we don't ever put your fingers in their mouths.
C.
Good job. C is for cod. Cod can be found everywhere in the North America. In the North Atlantic Ocean. Some grow to be as big as a 10-year-old boy or girl. So bigger than Jaden. You know this letter? D.
D.
D is for dogfish. They're also known as spiny dogfish. They're like little sharks. Every dogfish has a barb on its back and a barb on its tail. You know this
one?
E. E is for eel. Eels are slimy, and eels are long and thin like snakes. If you do not like to hold snakes, then you probably would not like to hold on to an eel.
F.
Good. F is for a fiddler crab. Most crabs have claws, and they're the same size. The fiddler crab has one big claw and one tiny claw.
G.
G. G is for goosefish. A goosefish is kind of ugly looking. It has lots of teeth, and its mouth is as wide as its body. Goosefish are also, like, they're called a monkfish.
H.
Good. H. H is for haddock. A haddock looks a lot like a cod. Behind the haddock's side fin, there is a dark spot that looks like a fingerprint.
I.
I is for ink. Ink is not the name of a fish, but the squid spray the ink. And it scares away other fish that try to attack them. How about this letter?
L.
It's J.
J.
J for Jaden. J is for jellyfish. Jellyfish are soft, gooey, and see-through. Their dangling arms can sting you if they touch them.
K for Keegan.
K for Keegan. And for KZFR. K is for killer whale. Killer whales are mammals. They are not fish. They are very beautiful and can jump completely out of the water. Uh-oh, we skipped.
L.
L is for lobster. Lobsters are reddish, green, and blue. When they're cooked, they turn bright red. They have two claws that can pinch. They have eight legs. They also have two antennae that can help them find out where they are.
M.
M for mommy. M is also for minnow. Minnows are little fish. Usually they are only as big as your fingers, and they can be found in shallow waters, marshlands, and creeks. Uh-oh, we're running out of time. N is for northern puffer. And what's that one? O.
O.
O. P is for periwinkle.
And Peyton.
And for Peyton.
And Presley.
And for Presley. And Q is for quahog. Oh, my goodness. It looks like a clam. R.
R.
Is for redfish. And
C.
S is for scallops. And T is for tuna. You know what that one is? U is for urchin. And V is for viperfish. And W is for the wolffish. They have large teeth.
And K.
That's an X.
X. Another X.
Another X.